start by sitting comfortably on a chair. If you want to have your feet flat on the floor, then you'll need to sit more at the front of the chair. But if you're more comfortable sitting back, that's fine. Have your back and spine fairly straight, but relaxed. And bring your hands into prayer position at the center of your chest. Allow your eyes to be soft. And be aware of your breath. Can you feel the breath moving in the chest? Can you feel the breath at the belly? Can you feel the breath at your nose? Then relax the arms down beside you. You might like to have your eyes a bit more open now. And when you breathe in, float the arms wide to the side, up over your head. And then breathe out with the palms together and bring them down through the midline of your body. And take a few more breaths like that, breathing in as the arms go wide and up. And breathing out down through the center. Let the breath be the main focus here. Breathe in deeply as the arms go up. And breathe out slowly and completely as the arms come down. Feel the breath. You just do the movement however you can. You keep it comfortable for your shoulders. And then next time the hands come down, you can bring them all the way down and place them on the front of the legs. Just have a hand on the front of each thigh. And can you slide one hand up the leg and then turn your body and look around behind you. And then relax back through the center and swap over. Turn the other way and look the other way around behind you. And go smoothly from side to side. Turning the shoulders and letting the head turn with the shoulders. Gently twisting one way and then the other way. And breathing easily as you go side to side like that. And how does your spine feel? Good, and then relax back into the middle. Now keep the hands just comfortably there on the legs and be aware of your breath. Next time you breathe out, can you slouch and let the back round and soften, tuck the chin in a bit, and then breathe in and let the spine straighten. Lift the chin a little, lift the chest, and alternate between the two, breathing out as you round and slouch, and breathing in as you lift and straighten. Just doing that a few more times. And feeling the back, feeling the spine. You find a way to do that that feels good for you. It feels like it's loosening the spine. Then relax back in the middle, with the spine comfortably straight there. Can you lift one foot off the floor and see if you could hold on to the front of the knee so you can keep the knee bent. If it's better to hold under the knee, that's absolutely fine. And then even draw that knee in a little closer towards your chest if you can. And then relax the foot back down and swap legs over. So when you're ready, lift the other foot off the floor. Catch hold of the bent knee. Gently draw the knee a bit closer in towards the chest. And relax down again. And then keep swapping legs over like that a few more times. Lifting one foot and drawing the bent knee in and down before swapping. You notice what this feels like around the hip joint and around the lower back area. Well, next time you've got one knee up like that and you're drawing it inwards, could you hold there for a few breaths? You can just hold there and watch your breath. And feel your body. And then swap over. So if you held that side, swap the legs over. Lift the other foot, catch hold of the knee and draw the knee in if you can a bit, and hold there. And as you hold and feel your body, keep aware of your breath. And relax that foot back down too. Now we'll go back to alternating the legs, but this time, when you lift the foot off the floor, hold underneath the knee with the hands. And then you can lift the foot up a little higher so you start to straighten that leg out. Just comfortably straight, doesn't have to go all the way, just somewhere that feels good for you. Before you bend the knee and put the foot back down, before changing legs over. And continue like that, lifting one foot and stretching the leg up, stretching into the back of the leg, and back down. Keep swapping legs over. You take your time though, do it at your own pace. And in a way that feels good for you. Wonderful. Now relax the feet back down, have both feet back down. And place the hands again on the front of the legs, the palms of the hands touching the thighs. And go back to that movement we did near the beginning, where you turn your shoulders, turn your head, and look around behind you. Or relaxing through the middle and twisting to the other side, turning the shoulders and the head and twisting the other way. Going side to side like that. Feeling the movement through the spine. How does that feel now? Does it feel like your spine's loosened up, moving a bit more freely? Good. And then relax back in the middle. So now you can come up from the chair, come up to standing, and come around to the back of the chair, and we'll do the strengthening and balancing exercises. You can use the chair as much as you feel you want to or need to, so you can keep hold of the chair whenever you want. And if you feel like making it a bit more challenging, you can let go of the chair if you want to. Anyway, stand at the back of the chair and start with the hands on the chair. Take most of your weight now onto just one leg. And with the other leg, take the leg a little bit out to the side and then take it across in front of the leg that you're balancing on and over to the other side. And go side to side. So balancing on one leg, as you take the other leg out to one side and across to the other side. You can make this movement as big or as small as you like. The main thing is that you're moving in a way that feels good for your body. So hopefully you can feel a nice gentle strengthening here. Feel the leg muscles. Good. And then we'll swap over. So swap the legs, balance on the other leg now. And take the other leg out to the side, cross to the other side. Feeling the leg muscles. Can you feel what leg muscles are having to work here? Then relax that leg down so you can have both feet flat on the floor again. Keep hold of the chair for that bit of support. And this time, again, balance on one leg, but take the other leg carefully out behind you. You can start off with a little movement, and if that feels okay, you can take the leg further and further out behind, a bit higher up if you want. And then swap over. So change legs, put the other foot down and lift the other leg carefully out behind you. And as far as you want to take the movement. If you're lifting that leg quite a long way out behind you, you might want to lean forward a bit. Just lean forward sort of onto the chair. You can make it more challenging if you like, if you take the opposite arm out in front. So as one leg goes out behind, perhaps the opposite arm goes out in front. You could keep alternating like that. Just stick with the legs only if you want. You could keep the hands or one hand on the chair, or you could try letting go of the chair altogether. And then let that one go. So again, have both feet back down, both feet flat and standing. Now we'll do the number 7. So keep hold of the chair, but walk your feet away from the chair. Quite a long way away, and pretty best if the feet are a little bit apart. And then once you've done that, kind of soften your chest down, sink the hips back, and see if you can feel a stretch through the spine, down the backs of the legs, into the shoulders, and hold there and watch your breath. Feel your breath come in and feel the breath go out. Then we'll slowly come back up. So walk the feet a little closer to the chair again. Bring the head and the chest up. And come all the way back up to standing. Now you can put the chair away. Just take a few moments to do that. And then come onto your mat when you're ready. Really take as much time as you need to put the chair away. But when you have done that, come onto your mat and come into the all fours position. And just take your time to get comfortable in that all fours position. So you're resting on the knees. You've got the knees roughly under the hips. And you can either be resting on the hands with the hands under the shoulders, or instead of resting on the hands, you could rest on the elbows if you find that more comfortable. So once you're settled into that all fours position, you do the cat and cow movements, where you round the back on the out-breath, kind of tuck the chin in and press the shoulder blades up, and then arch the back on the in-breath. So you lift the head and lift the hips. Go back and forth, rounding the back on the out-breath, gently arching on the in-breath. And feeling the spine, just going back and forth. Imagine the movement, we're loosening the spine. And then pause in the middle, with the spine comfortably straightish there in the middle. You can either be on the hands or be on the elbows, whichever you prefer. And then carefully lift one knee off the floor and take the leg out behind you. Just allow the leg to go comfortably straight. And then relax that knee back down and swap legs. Take the other knee off the floor. Take the leg out behind, so the leg goes just comfortably straight. So maybe there's quite a bend in the knee, or maybe you like the leg to be really straight. You do it in a way that feels good for you. And keep alternating legs. Lifting one knee, taking the leg out behind, and then down before swapping. The main thing here is to be feeling your body from the inside. It doesn't really matter what things look like on the outside, but how does the movement feel? If you want to make this one a bit more challenging, as an option, you could straighten the opposite arm out in front of you. So as one leg goes out behind, perhaps the opposite arm could go out long in front. And you could keep alternating like that. And then when the hands or elbows and knees are all back down, you can let that one go and take a rest in child pose. So you can lower your hips back down towards your feet and rest your forehead either down on your mat, or if it's more comfortable, put one fist on top of the other. And perhaps rest your forehead on your fists. Just make sure your arms are in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders, though. So the hands can be under the head if you like, or the arms can be stretched out long in front of you. Or it might feel best for the shoulders to have the arms down beside you. And wherever you are, feel your body and feel your breath. When you breathe in, you feel your body. And when you breathe out, just soften and relax your body. So breathe in, feeling, and breathe out, relaxing. Slowly come up from the child pose and come up into a sitting position with the legs out long in front of you. Once you are sitting up and the legs are out long in front, bring the legs a little bit wider apart. You just rest back on your hands for a moment. Give the legs a nice relaxing shake. Just shake the legs. Feel the ankles. As you shake the legs, imagine the ankles and the feet relaxing. Feel the knees. Imagine the knees are relaxing. Let your whole legs be soft and relaxed. Imagine your legs were made of jelly. And feel right up into the hips. Maybe you can even feel it relaxing into the lower back. And then leave that shaking. And if you can bring the legs even wider apart, do that. So the legs are straightish but nice and wide. Although, of course, if that's uncomfortable, it's fine if the legs are closer as well. Now interlace your hands in front of you and imagine you've got a big pot between the legs. And you're going to stir that pot with the hands. So take the hands to the side, stretch forward and around to the other side, and even lean back a bit as the hands come in towards the chest. And keep circling the hands like that to the sides, front, sides and back. See if you can make that pot as big as you can and stir the pot with the hands. Can you breathe at the same time? Then change direction, stir the pot the other way a few times as well. And feel the movement through the legs, right up into the shoulders. And then come into the middle, come back to the center. Relax the arms down and bring the legs a bit closer together again. And can you bend both knees and bring your feet up so that the feet are flat on the floor? It'd be best if the feet are about hip width or so apart, a bit of a space between the feet. So the feet are nice and flat and the knees are bent. And then hold underneath the knees with the hands. See if you can focus now on your lower tummy muscles. And can you squeeze your lower tummy in and then lift one foot off the floor? Just carefully lift the foot up so the leg begins to straighten out a bit. And then relax down, relax the belly. Before swapping legs, you can pull the lower tummy in first, squeeze in a bit, and then lift the other leg, lift the foot, stretch the leg up a bit, and back down. Keep alternating sides. Can keeping your attention on your lower tummy, pulling in as you lift the foot up and relaxing once you put it down. Maybe here you could breathe out as you pull the lower tummy in and lift the foot, and then breathe in as you put the foot down. This is a good strengthening exercise for strengthening the deep core muscles and also strengthens the leg muscles. Now, only if that's feeling quite easy for you and you want to give it a go, maybe you could try both legs together. Might help to bring the feet a bit closer if you do both legs together. And even more important to pull your lower tummy in to support you. Maybe lift both feet off the floor and carefully up and then back down. You could do that a few times. And then relax the feet down. Now let the legs be long. Both legs out long, sort of hip width or so apart, comfortably apart. And place your hands on the front of the legs. When you breathe out, slide the hands down the legs towards the feet as you lean forward from the waist. And soften into the forward bend and feel that stretch through the back of the body. before you breathe in and come back up again. Bring the head and chest and the hands back up. Do that a few more times, breathing out as you slide the hands down towards the feet, soften into the forward bend, and come back up on the in-breath. The next time you soften into the forward bend, could you hold there? And feel your body from the inside. You find a way to hold that feels good for you. And as you hold there and feel your body, you feel your breath. Feel the breath come in. Feel the breath go out. Slowly come back up, come all the way back up, and you could rest back on the hands. Bring the legs just that little bit wider apart. Give them that nice relaxing shake again. Shake the legs. Imagine they're made of jelly and they're all wobbly and relaxed. And leave the shaking. Now come down onto your back. Come down so that you're lying on your back. But have the legs in semi-supine. So the feet are flat on the floor and the knees are bent. When you have got the legs in semi-supine, just check the feet are fairly wide apart, so the knees are apart, the feet are apart. And have your arms out to the sides, out either out to the sides in cross position, out from the shoulders. Or if you're more comfortable with the hands under the head, that's okay too. And then when the legs are in semi-supine, and you slowly take the knees from side to side. Just gently roll both knees together down to one side. And then through the center and down to the other side. Go side to side with the knees like that. Just feeling the hips rolling a bit side to side. This is a good one for relaxing through the lower back. And when the knees are in the middle, leave them there. You can either have the arms resting now on the floor beside you, or it's fine to still have the hands under the head if that's where you like to have them. This time, can you breathe in and lift your hips off the floor and up into the air into the shoulder bridge pose? And then put them back down as you breathe out. See if you can do that a few more times. So lift the hips up into shoulder bridge as you breathe in, and then put them down as you breathe out. This one's good for strengthening those big muscles at the back of the hips, the big glute muscles. feel that a bit more deeply if you want by really pressing your feet into the floor when you lift the hips up. Or instead of lifting up and down like that, you might like to hold the hips up there if you can. Can you just hold the hips there in the shoulder bridge? And if you can hold there, keep holding and watch your breath. And then lower the hips back down to the floor. Keep the hands, the arms, wherever you like, they can just stay relaxed wherever they are. But now bring both knees up over the chest and just have the knees bent over the chest. And then make that imaginary bicycling movement with the legs, as if you were riding an imaginary bicycle in the air. Find a way to breathe as you keep bicycling the legs. Then leave the bicycling and have the knees bent over the chest still, but now hold underneath the knees with the hands. So you have a hand at the back of each leg. And then carefully lift the feet up towards the ceiling and hold the legs up in the air. Just have the legs comfortably straight for you. Just hold the feet up towards the ceiling with the legs sort of straightish, somewhere that feels really fine for you, just to hold there with the legs up in the air. This one's a really good one for your body, really good for your circulation, relaxing, good for the brain. Calms your nervous system. Feel your breath. And each time you breathe out, just think of letting go and softening your body a little. And slowly bend the knees so the knees are bent over the chest. If you can hold on more to the top of the knees now, do that. And with the knees bent and the hands on top of the knees, do a gentle rocking from side to side. Just keep it quite small and easy, just enough to relax your lower back. When the knees are in the middle, place the feet down onto the floor. And now you can get ready for the relaxation. So grab whatever you need there to be comfortable and warm. You need to grab a blanket or a jacket. And then choose a comfortable position to lie in for the relaxation.